Hello, people. Now, we've all seen what's been going on for quite a long time now. Femons have been trying to remove men from lots of things and put femons in. Well, they'll do whatever they have to do it. They'll bring allegations towards the man, but then all of a sudden a few other ones come out of the woodwork that are femons also. No real proof, but it's to remove the man. And if they can get money also, that's a plus. At the schools, at their young age, they shame the boys for being masculine or showing masculine traits. No, there's a war on masculinity from femons. But why? Well, if you think back to the family unit, whether when there was one, the person that dished out the discipline in the family unit usually was the man. You could always get by your mother there easily, but your father was a bit of a force to be reckoned with, and he couldn't be fooled easily. And he had high principles and values. And as we've known and seen, that femons don't like laws and regulations, at least for them. It's okay for the males. And they've taken the discipline out of the school system. And now we have children and adults that grow up with no respect. There's far more criminals out on the streets, because society needs discipline and rules. And also that's why femons have all these issues, daddy issues. Because he was the one who dished out the discipline, and he's the one who said no. But take a look at femons now. No discipline whatsoever. And that's the reason why they want to get rid of masculinity. It means principles. It means rules, standards to live by. Because femons are morally dead. And we see that with their actions nowadays. It's not hard to tell a young femon who hasn't had a father figure. They're rude, obnoxious, and they're entitled up to the wazoo. They've never ever been told no. And she won't follow society's rules because she doesn't have to. So that's why they want to get rid of masculinity. And as we know, males usually generally police other males for behavior. But it's very rare that a femon will speak out against another femon, even if her behavior is disgusting, and it usually is. So we see it happening all around us, don't we, guys? But at least we know why now. At least, that's what I think. What do you guys think out there, eh?
Daddy, Mummy said I could go to the prom and wear a nice short revealing skirt. What do you say, Daddy?
You're not going to the prom. You're not wearing a short skirt. And the reason is, Melissa, because you're only 10 years old. Now brush your teeth and go to bed.
But Mummy said...
I don't care what your mother said. Those are the principles and values you're going to live by while you're living in this house. You can live like a floozy when you're old enough to move out.
Okay, Daddy. You're a good man. Good night.
Carol, honey, I'd like a word with you.
Oh, shit.